Welcome to BK Talks Business, the podcast where we dive into the world of entrepreneurship with practical insights and actionable tips. I'm BK, your host, a project and operations management professional, and I am thrilled to have you join me. Over the next 30 days, we'll be delving into 30 systems in 30 days. Each episode of this series is designed to be short, sweet, and power-packed with valuable information geared at helping you get your business to run like a well-oiled machine. And at the end of 30 days, you will have a pretty good list of the systems in your business that, if optimized, can take you to the next level by being more efficient. Let's get started. Day 10, and today we're going to be talking about probably one of my most challenging systems. And I find it challenging not necessarily because it's hard or difficult, but really I overthink this one and I get analysis paralysis when it comes to content creation. So I'm definitely going to be taking my own advice here and keep it simple. So let's walk through best practices and an implementation strategy together. So for this system, we do want efficient workflows for creation, publishing, and promotion. We want to streamline these processes, which will help us consistently deliver high-quality content that resonates with our audiences. So the best practices for success are develop a content calendar. This is where you outline the topics, the deadlines, who is responsible for what, so that you are consistent and organized. If you have a team or people who can act like a sounding board for you, this will help you brainstorm and generate content ideas, so you can draw inspiration from customer feedback, from industry trends, or even keyword research. Even if you're a solopreneur, you need to establish clear guidelines for content creation. You need to know what your tone is, what the style is, and how you want things to be formatted, so that when you outsource this task, and you will at one point, you can maintain that brand consistency and that brand quality. And along the same workflow, think about the approval processes and what that will be like. After the content is created by probably another team member, how does it get approved? Who approves it? And then what happens next? So a structured approval process to review and finalize the content before it is published ensures that things are accurate and that they are aligned with your objectives. So alongside our content calendar, we need a comprehensive promotion strategy. We want to leverage all our various marketing channels, such as social media, email, partnerships, to maximize our reach and our engagement. Before you start setting all this up, take a look and conduct a thorough audit of your existing content. Can you identify gaps? Are there opportunities and areas for improvement? I know I have a number of gaps that need to be filled for sure. So this audit is going to be super helpful for me at this stage. And then think about how you want to work through the process of content creation, the publishing, and the promotion. Outline each step, assign roles and responsibilities if you can. What you are doing here is designing the workflow. And once you know how the work flows from one task to another, from one person to another, then you can think about the tools that can help you streamline the process of creation, the management of the content, or the collaboration with the team. For example, Canva can be used to create content, and it can also be used for scheduling the content and then posting it when you're ready. But does that meet your needs? You might find that you need another scheduling tool like Buffer or Later or Hootsuite. And this depends on what you have identified as your need, right? So there can be some investment into this in the streamlining of this process. So take a look at what your goals are and what your objectives are, and this will help you determine what tool fits your needs. And finally, we want to measure our numbers. You know, one of my mentors says, you can't grow what you don't know. So we want to determine what are the key performance indicators to measure the effectiveness of our content. We want to measure how it is doing and then regularly analyze that data to optimize our strategies and our workflow. So getting this system nailed down will save us time and resources, and it allows for more strategic content creation and distribution. And this will help us be consistent because we are consistently delivering high quality content that resonates with our audience and reinforces our brand each and every time. So a well-planned promotion strategy amplifies that reach and amplifies our impact with our content. And this will drive higher engagement and interaction with our audience. And that's what we're striving for. We really want to maximize our return on investment, either investment of time or money, because we want our content marketing efforts to do what we send them out to do, which is ultimately drive business growth and success. Okay, so that was day 10, our content creation system. So join me again tomorrow for yet another system that we're going to be looking into and that you can implement in your business to drive your business growth and to optimize your business operations. Bye for now.